Hey there, this is Rick Taylor. Welcome to the Weight Loss Mindset Podcast, where I hope you'll find the answers you're looking for. Food addiction and emotional eating are complex behavioral patterns that involve both physiological and psychological factors. Originating from our brain's natural response to pleasurable experiences, emotional eating is often a coping mechanism for dealing with negative emotions. The phenomena revolves around three key components: the reward system, emotional regulation, and conditioned responses. In this podcast, we'll delve deeper into these components to better understand the psychology behind food addiction and emotional eating. Number one, the reward system. The reward system is an inner brain process that promotes behaviors linked to eating delicious foods. When we consume foods rich in sugar, fat, or salt, our brain's reward system gets activated, causing dopamine to be released. This generates enjoyable feelings, which can lead to cravings and uncontrolled eating habits. As time goes on, our brains might grow accustomed to this dopamine release, needing more tasty foods to experience the same pleasure. This can lead to a harmful cycle of overeating, weight gain, and intensified food addiction, similar to other addictive behaviors like drug or alcohol dependency. Number two, emotional regulation. Emotional eating is a widely used way to deal with negative feelings like stress, anxiety, sadness, or boredom. People frequently seek food to find short-term relief or distraction from their emotional distress. Eating comfort foods, typically high in sugar or fat, can offer a temporary sense of calm and enjoyment. Sadly, the relief gained from emotional eating doesn't last long. When the momentary happiness fades away, negative feelings return, and the person often relies on food for comfort again. This ongoing cycle can worsen unhealthy eating habits, making the person feel powerless and possibly lead to obesity and health problems. Number three, conditioned responses. Learned behaviors involve connecting certain emotions or situations with food, which can start in childhood or later in life. These connections strongly impact emotional eating habits. For instance, someone may link food with comfort and love from childhood experiences. This makes them more likely to turn to food for emotional support as an adult. When they face specific stressors, they may eat without actually being hungry. This can lead to an unhealthy connection with food and trouble controlling eating habits. To overcome this, it's important to pinpoint and address the triggers and emotional links that cause these automatic actions. In the end, knowing the psychology of food addiction and emotional eating is vital for conquering these behaviors. By understanding the influence of the reward system, emotional control, and learned behaviors, people can work on creating healthier ways of coping and ultimately establish a better relationship with food. Here's a step-by-step guide to help you overcome food addiction and emotional eating. 1. Become aware. Begin by identifying the triggers, emotions, and situations that lead to overeating or choosing unhealthy foods. Keep a food journal that includes not only what you eat, but also your emotions at the time of eating. By monitoring these patterns, you can gain insights into your eating habits and start addressing the root causes of your emotional eating. 2. Develop alternative coping strategies. Instead of turning to food when faced with emotional triggers, devise alternative ways to cope with your emotions. Strategies can include exercise, meditation, journaling, or engaging in a hobby that brings you joy. By having a variety of coping mechanisms in place, you can reduce your reliance on food for emotional comfort. 3. Challenge negative thoughts. Replace self-critical or negative thoughts about food and body image with positive, empowering ones. Cognitive behavioral therapy, or CBT, can be helpful in identifying and changing these thought patterns. CBT can teach you to reframe negative thoughts, which can ultimately help improve your relationship with food and your body. 4. Establish nutritious eating habits. Adopt a balanced diet of whole, minimally processed foods while being mindful of portion sizes. Avoid restricting entire food groups, as deprivation can lead to binge eating episodes. Focus on nourishing your body with a variety of nutrient-dense foods that fuel both your body and your mind. 5. Create an environment that supports healthy choices. Remove trigger foods from your home. Make fruits and vegetables easily accessible, and avoid grocery shopping when hungry or emotional. By creating a supportive environment, you make it easier to maintain healthy eating habits and resist the temptation to indulge in unhealthy choices. 6. Find social support. Connect with friends, family, or support groups who understand your struggles and can encourage you during your journey. Surrounding yourself with positive influences can offer motivation and accountability, helping you stay on track. 7. Manage stress and practice self-care. Implement relaxation techniques such as deep breathing exercises, progressive muscle relaxation, or yoga to help manage stress without turning to food. By prioritizing self-care and stress management, you can cultivate a healthier relationship between your emotions and food. 8. Establish a consistent meal schedule. Stick to regular meal times and avoid skipping meals, as this can lead to overeating later. Developing a consistent routine can help regulate your hunger signals and prevent emotional or impulsive eating. 9. Develop a healthy relationship with food. Treat yourself with compassion and practice mindful eating by savoring flavors, textures, and the overall experience of your meal. This can help you develop a greater appreciation for food and its nourishing qualities, allowing you to enjoy your meals without feeling guilt or shame. 10. Seek professional help. If you continue to struggle with food addiction and emotional eating, consult a mental health professional specializing in eating disorders for further guidance and support. A professional can provide tailored strategies, resources, and ongoing support to help you achieve a healthy, balanced relationship with food. I'll leave you with this encouraging message. Overcoming food addiction and emotional eating requires a comprehensive approach and tackles both the underlying psychological and behavioral factors. By following this step-by-step guide and being patient with yourself, you can literally transform your relationship with food and develop healthier coping mechanisms. Remember, the journey to overcoming food addiction and emotional eating can be challenging, but the rewards are well worth the effort. Embrace the support of friends, family, or professionals, and commit to making lasting changes in your daily habits. Now is the time to take action. Begin by implementing these strategies in your life, and remember to be kind to yourself throughout the process. It's never too late to establish a healthy relationship with food. So start your journey today and embrace a future of healthier, more balanced eating habits.